What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
IMUS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM. The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Beginning another week, I welcome all of you, and I hope your weekend was a good one. And I wanted to be sure to start off on a positive note this morning with a lovely lady and a really, really talented author. Her name is Patty Zona. Last name spelled Z-O-N-A, in case you want to Google her. She is a multi-talented woman talking about her story in the form of two books, and I'll mention those two books in a moment. And she has done so many things and continues to do them and has so many talents in so many areas. But I want to have this interview concentrated on her books. There are two of them we're going to talk about. First one is The Value of a Homemaker, a Memoir, and the Dysfunction and Corruption in Unexpected Places. And the latest release is Little Cottage House, Revolution and Revelations. The publisher, Bookworld, you can go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Bookworld.com. Patty, Happy New Year. Welcome. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you. Happy New Year to you also. 2016 is going to be better.
Yeah, well, hopefully, and that's the attitude we have to have, and hopefully you can make it better by influencing some people about these two remarkable books that you've engaged in. So give us an overview. First, just a brief overview of the first book, The Value of a Homemaker, in candid humor, candid memoir, rather, a memoir, and why you wrote the book.
Okay. Well, The Value of the Homemaker, I was compelled to write because of my experiences. I thought it was too important to ignore. And when I was writing freehand at first, and then people would say, you've got to write a book. And so I ended up, I was compelled to write because the things that were happening were just too, I knew wasn't just going to affect myself, but was going to affect others.
What happened? It started out with a love affair. You got married when you were a very young girl, I believe in high school, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's really something. You had some great time, and then everything kind of went sour.
Well, it was. It was, I was married for a long time. I was married when I was 17 and had my first child at 17. My husband at the time was in college, but he wasn't that much older. But I was determined to be the best wife and mother possible. And we lived with my mother and father-in-law for a little over 2 years to get a good start in life. And but it was, my husband he sort of had the perfect perfect situation to be successful. And of course, it was back then. It was different. Now we have, it's a different time. And we had continued successes, and we've also moved. We had our children early, and we had three children. My first son was born on his father's birthday. My second son was born almost 2 years later. And then about eight or 9 years later, we had our daughter. And so we had an incredible family and a great incentive. So we had, through our life, I would paint. I was an artist in school, and I sang in choirs and things like that. So I always incorporated my interest in my life, in my home, because that gave me something to look forward to, and you know, that I enjoyed. Plus, I enjoyed my family. And but when we moved to Minnesota, It was the boys were teenagers, and it was a very difficult move, moving from South Bend, Indiana, to which was, my husband did the auditing for Notre Dame and St. Mary's, and it was a wonderful, wonderful community back then. And anyway, we moved here to Minnesota in the middle of winter, which was really hard. And my husband, at the age of 35, almost, he just turned 35, or was going to turn 35, he was made partner of Ernst & Ernst back then, and then it was became Ernst & Young.
So he had he was often launched in a very successful financial career for all of you. All looked great. What was the watershed moment that things turned? Was it one moment, or was it just an overall process?
It was an overall process, but it was mainly one defining moment. And then the fact that when we moved here, he was made partner, but he was the only one to be made partner. And
You deal in the book with a lot of corruption, the corporate culture, all the things that can go wrong, and the underestimation of the value of a woman in the home, which, quite frankly, I think is the toughest job of all, having responsibility for bringing kids up, or at least being the main influence on it. Oh, when things went bad and he left, because we want to get into your second book as well, what is the message that you would like to leave for women?
Well, to be aware of what's going on, to try and keep that communication open, and don't let the attorneys influence the decisions. And what happened was, my husband traveled so much, and he was, his decisions, his, he became actually married to his work, and that became more important than anything or anybody. And because everything was so well cared for at home, he didn't have to have any worries about, you know, other things at home. He just focused on what he had to do at work. But he did mergers and acquisitions, hostile takeovers. That became his area of expertise. And then banking was his area of expertise. He did the auditing and the of big banks and big corporations.
I want you to move on, because your messages in this first book are really messages for everyone, and hopefully it's a wake-up call for a lot of husbands and wives in order to, you know, to get their marriages together to work at it. And there are disadvantages, I'm sure, of marrying early. But you dealt with all this adversity, these problems, the pressure, and then you decided to write Little Cottage House, Revolutions and Revelations. Why that book, and was it a follow-up to the first one?
Oh, it definitely was a follow-up. It was a follow-up because, and this is what happened in my divorce, we were married 28 years, and then we ended up when we got divorced. My husband had an attorney that he didn't want my husband to talk. He didn't want him to see me. And so both of our attorneys said, don't talk to him and don't see him, which was the worst thing because we had that disconnect. And Rick, and by saying that and doing that, he was playing right in the hands of the attorneys. It was like I needed to talk to my husband. I needed to see him, and vice versa, because during this time, he incorporated meditation to relax, but then also self-hypnosis in order not to feel. Well, you can't do that. You have to feel, and he couldn't turn it off. When he would go to the office, it was like he was focused so much onto his work that in our divorce, I became like a business to him. So I got the house, he got the savings account, but yet I had my interest rates was over 9% on my house, and the money that I received, I really couldn't use. That was invested, but it wasn't. I didn't really know about investments.
Well, we're going to pick this up because Little Cottage House takes us fast forward in this ongoing saga. And by the way, folks, a happy ending for Patty Zona, who has a lovely and large family, but she will continue. The Value of a Homemaker, a memoir, her first book, the second one, Little Cottage House, Revolutions.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just 1 day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hey, this is Alan Dershowitz, and boy, did I just have a treat. I spent an hour with Stu Taylor on business. We weren't talking only about business. We were talking about life and philosophy and schmoozing. What a great talk show. Now, I'm not a big fan of a lot of the talk shows that one listens to these days, but Stu Taylor really knows how to ask a question, and I really had a good time.
All right, we return with our really eloquent, articulate, distinguished guest, Patty Zona. She is the author of two books. We've talked about she's talked about The Value of a Homemaker, a memoir, and The Dysfunction and Corruption in Unexpected Places. It's the updated edition. And her current book, Little Cottage House, Revolution and Revelations. The publisher is Bookworld, and I must say to people, I know this sounds strange, I have never, ever seen a more beautiful cover. Not only with the content is terrific, the cover of Little Cottage House is so beautiful that I've actually gotten like a framed card of it and put it up, and I'll let her explain it as we return. And Patty, I just want you to focus on that extraordinary cover and the symbolism of it before we continue your story.
Thank you. I will do that. I've grown to love this little cottage house.
So what is the symbolism of the cover in your story?
Well, this house was brought with a lot of problems. I didn't know. They didn't disclose the problems when I bought this house, so I paid too much money. And every year I would have to, I've been working on this house every single year that I've lived here. And there was this little tree in the back that was just a little tree, but as the summer ended, the leaves would change colors. And the rainier and the colder it got, the leaves would become redder and redder. And it was so pretty, and it reminded me of Moses when God spoke to Moses through the burning bush. And for some reason, that it would remind me that the seasons we have to have, this kind of prepared me for the beauty of the winters. It reminded me of, it gave me hope when I'd see the colors turning red. I mean, every year this happened, and I hope this tree continues because it's been around for a long time, ever since I've lived here. But at any rate, it's a symbol to me of hope and, just to continue doing good work.
Well, that's what I'm happy you're serving as an inspiration to other people. Everybody's problems in life to some degree are ongoing, but you talk about inspiration, staying above this situation, handling the challenges with courage and conviction, incorporating whatever religious or spiritual aspect you have. Is it working for you, and is this the message in this book that you're looking to convey to others?
Yes, well, that definitely is the message. I mean, we all have, there is a higher power, and I just know that there's a reason and purpose in this life that we're going through things, and we have to find solutions. We have to find a solution, get through it, and then I'm really tired of all the fighting, and we've got to fight for this. I want to say, let's find some solutions, and let's kind of bring people together and have an understanding of what is going on instead of just saying that we have to be the best, the biggest, and the toughest, because it's not about that, and it's not about the money. It's about understanding each other and caring and having compassion and saying, well, let's get to the root of this problem. What is the issue here? And when did it start? When did it begin? And what can we do to make it better? So I think there's always a solution, but when you have hidden agendas and lack of transparency, that's when problems arise, because it means somebody has their own agenda or their own purpose, and it's usually for themselves, it's not for others.
You've worked hard to deal with obstacles that a lot of people have. You certainly have had more than your share of them, both personally in terms of property, finances, the house. I mean, it goes on and on. What's your life like today? Tell us about it, and how has writing these two books helped you?
Well, it's helped me to have an understanding of myself, and I feel like, well, this is a good thing. And but I really feel good when people will read something and they will say, you know, I want to thank you. You've helped me in so many ways, and or I've learned something, and or you saved my marriage. Because, you know, when we let an element in our life, be it from corporate or friends or whatever, you want to make sure that they're a positive influence. And people think of having a lot of money as positive, and it is a good thing to have enough money we all need a certain amount of money to live, to have our basic needs met. But when we become an erosion of society where there's only a 1% or maybe 1.5% that is going to be fine and have a glorious life or a wonderful life, free of financial worries, but yet it is at the expense of society.
How much support have others given you in with your current situation today? How much support and love do you derive from your family?
Well, you know, in the beginning, they did not want me to write, and I didn't want to have to write, but I was compelled to write. I couldn't ignore the situation, and of course, they didn't understand my situation, because they were kind of protected, and their father would help them financially. But I was really put in a very precarious financial situation, and because I didn't have any family here, or I was vulnerable to, I mean, actually in the court, people could go in the courtroom, or not the courtroom, but the court files, and they would know who was divorced, and the financial situation, which would leave the divorced woman vulnerable to opportunists. And that certainly happened to me. And people would say, oh, I read your files, people that I had met through maybe a tennis club or whatever. And it was like, oh, I didn't like that. It just didn't seem right. But I, you know, you just have to be aware of who you let in your life.
And if you buy both of these books, and I suggest to all our listeners to get both, The Value of a Homemaker and Little Cottage House, Patty's owner has blessed us with the time here this morning. And Patty, thank you so much for joining us. Stay on as we go to a break. This is Steve Taylor.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quotes subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows. You can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
Jackie Mason talking. You know, I was just talking to Stu Taylor. You know who he is? I'm glad you do, because I don't, but I was just on his show. Why, I don't know. But thank you anyway for whatever it is that he could have done for me, which obviously is not too much.
All right, we're back with our next guest. Her name is Cheryl Price. The name of the book is The Golden Aspen, A-S-P-E-N, and it is published by Author House. It's available in paperback and ebook. You can go to authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Stu. Good to be here.
It's nice to have you with us as well. And tell us about the book, The Golden Aspen. What's it about and why did you write it?
First, in terms of how I wrote it, or why I wrote it, was my mom and I had just moved out to Colorado to be closer to family. She was in assisted living. I was in an apartment, and my brother was out there, and we got a call that she had had a bad night, and so we went over to visit her, and when I was talking to her, I made up the story about the Golden Aspen then and told it to her, and it seemed to calm her down. And my brother said that I should get it published, which I did. The Golden Aspen is a story about a little tree that is looked down upon by the bigger trees in the mountains, the cedars, the cottonwoods, and that, and he never seems to be able to fit in with them. But the animals in the forest and on the mountains love him, and they see value in him. And through time, the aspen grows, still not entirely accepted, but one day he receives a word that someone new is approaching, a young boy, and he offers shelter for the boy. And it's very cold in the mountains, and he calls his friends, the animals, to help shelter the boy, and it passes through the night, and the boy leaves. And many years later, he returns as a man and tells the aspen that because of his kindness and his friendship, that he will receive a reward. And from then on, he and all his descendants.
And let's not talk about the reward, because we want to entice people to read the book. I think it left a little bit of a tease there, and it's a great story. What is the significance of the book, that if you're kind, if you're good to others, it automatically comes back to you? I mean, it's an old formula, but so many people don't believe in practicing it.
Yeah. It's usually you don't, if you give a kindness or friendship, you do it almost automatically, and that you're not expecting a reward. But it, even if you don't get something back, the kindness and the friendship that you give is a reward unto itself.
Yeah, I mean, we're constantly told this, and I think we see it a lot right now in socially conscious behavior becoming more and more prevalent. I mean, we're diametrically polarized, but hopefully enough people out there realize the benefits of doing this, whether you're spiritual, whether you're religious, that doesn't matter, the kindness of people. This is a children's book, obviously. What age is it geared for?
Oh, I would say from maybe 5 to 9. It could be read by parents to the children, as they're getting older, they could read the story themselves.
Do you have grandchildren that age?
No, I have nephews, nieces, not of that age. But,
all right, so probably older, right? So you're not getting feedback from your family, but have you gotten any feedback from others who have read the book?
Yes, friends. I used to work with newspapers, and some of the, and this was quite a ways back, but some of the people at the newspaper office that read it loved it.
Have you written other children's books, or is this the first one?
Well, this was the first one, but from then on, I started to expand. I did one called The Calico Pony, and that is a predecessor to what I hope will be a series about a magic pony that takes a girl all over the world, so she sees the way other people live, and she learns from her experiences.
Cheryl Price joining us. The book is The Golden Aspen. It's published by Author House. What did you enjoy most about writing this book, Cheryl? What was your greatest source of pleasure?
I think seeing the effect that it had on my mom, that just at that point it was just an oral story, but then the way it affected my mom in terms of giving her some ease from the pain she was in, and then the way my brother reacted and some other people reacted to the story, that they loved it.
Would you consider this publication amongst some of the best accomplishments of your life?
Yes, definitely.
All right, I would assume so, since you're writing additional books and you've got a nice series planned. Will they all be geared for the same age, or will you be expanding it?
I think that the next children's series that I'm hoping to do will be between the ages of 8 and 10. It's going to be growing a little bit like the way the Harry Potter series did, where the boy ages in that series. Well, this time it's going to be a girl that ages and learns through the magic pony about life.
Cheryl, what's the main purpose of writing a story? Is it for your own gratification, for the reader, or both?
Both. I enjoy writing. It's creative. It's a pleasure to do. And if it has an effect on people, that's the icing on the cake.
What advice do you have for other authors or would-be authors out there?
Go with what your heart tells you to go. Don't try and copy others. Do what feels good and write for yourself.
What was the most difficult part of writing this, if there indeed was a difficult part?
Getting more of the detail in after doing the original story so that it flowed. It was one story that, and I've never had it happen before, that just took place in an hour or so. And that's never happened to me before. It just seemed so natural.
I'm curious to know how you write the book. Do you write it in longhand? Do you dictate? Do you use a computer? When I wrote, I did it in longhand. I just felt more comfortable doing it.
Yeah, that's the way I write, too. Usually I'll write in longhand and then transfer it to the computer.
The book is called The Golden Aspen by Cheryl Price. It's available through Author House in paperback and ebook. And what were there any obstacles in writing this? It sounds like it was such a pleasurable experience that there was nothing that was negative. But I'm curious, was there?
I don't think so. I wasn't used to trying to place a children's book with a publisher. And Author House was great in terms of the way they did the illustrations and the way we clicked in terms of doing the book. But there really weren't that many obstacles that I can recall.
Who was your main source of support for this, or was it pretty much self-empowered? And you mentioned that people might have suggested that you write the book, but was it ultimately your own determination?
Yeah, it was. But I got a lot of support from my family. My brother, Brent, especially.
All right. I want to thank you, Cheryl Price, the Golden Aspen Author House. Continued success with your upcoming books.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Biz Talk Radio.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
I'm Dick Morris. When I visit Boston, I don't go to see the Red Sox. I listen to Stu Taylor on Business.
All right, we're back. Our final segment and some commentary on the political landscape, which is trend changing and potentially changing dramatically every day. But first, I want to just give two thumbs up for a rug company. If you want to purchase your rugs or get them clean, there's no better place if you're in New England than going to Coco Boudakian and Sons. They are located in Winchester, Massachusetts, and you can go to kokorugs.com, kokorugs.com. I mean, the work is absolutely magnificent. I just got back my rug for a cleaning, and I said, is this a new rug? Well, no, it was a clean one. It looked brand new, and I've utilized their wonderful attention and services now for a number of years. Coco Boudakian. The race. It's not only fascinating from the right, and I mean, I'm not surprised. I'm just appalled at the Republican candidates going after one another. If you look back, some of them say they're not going to get involved. You know, Kasich and Christie, and they're all going at each other's throats. That is Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush, Rand Paul, Chris Christie, John Kasich. It's just not smart. Well, Trump is now launching an attack against Ted Cruz on the birther issue. Now, I want to be careful how I frame this because I am not coming to any conclusions. If you Google, was Barack Obama born in Kenya, and you go it up on some of the videos, you see Barack Obama. I understand, I didn't read his book, The Audacity of Hope, but I understand he said he was in the book. Michelle said it. I've seen him say it on television in an interview with George Stephanopoulos, and I've seen him do it in videos that his homeland is, in fact, one of them he says his homeland is Kenya, not Hawaii. His place of birth. So Ted Cruz is now getting all the attention. See, he's the bad guy because, quote, he's not an American citizen. And I'm not going to pretend to be a constitutional lawyer, except I think Ted Cruz is pretty smart, smartest student, according to Alan Dershowitz, he ever had. And I don't like to see Trump feeding this frenzy. You know, not everything about Donald Trump do I like. However, whatever it is, it's working. His lead is absolutely huge and increasing, and it's reflective of the tremendous anger people have. The Iowa caucuses, which are different than the primaries in other states, are coming up, and Cruz holds a slight lead over Trump. Trump wants to win everything. But one of the ingredients necessary in success is having just an unbridled determination, and that's what Donald Trump has. So it may be Cruz 1, Trump 2, and then Trump 1 and Cruz 2 in New Hampshire. Oh, no, wrong. Cruz probably will be 4 or 5. whoever finishes in the second spot will have a breath of life, and that's why you're seeing a scramble a lot. I think Chris Christie is rising to a point where he will succeed in doing that. But now we go to the other side, and we go to Hillary Clinton. And there's word, there are sources that say, and the one agency that I really have respect for, it's not the Justice Department, it's not the State Department, it's not the IRS. I mean, how can you have, it's not the government in terms of the administration. How can you have any respect? The FBI is the last entity that I'm still hoping maintains dignity, because the Hillary Clinton email scandal, and it's getting worse and worse, is so horrific. So horrific. And I've seen the interviews with those three courageous men from Benghazi. Oh, they're lying, just like the colleagues of Bo Bengdahl were lying, right? Bo Bengdahl. Bo Bergdahl, sorry. A little bit of a mental cramp here. It doesn't matter, because the truth and facts mean nothing. Hillary's in trouble. There's basically a statistical heap, basically, with Bernie Sanders just a little behind in Iowa and ahead in New Hampshire. Now, let's take a hypothetical, and that Bernie wins Iowa or New Hampshire. The Democrat Party is going to really panic. And they're going to try to, I believe, summon the enlisting of Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren. And I said this months ago, because of his vanity, his ego, I always said John Kerry was a dark horse. Now, Bernie Sanders can't win this race. He can't. So maybe I should be really careful. I didn't think Barack Obama could. But Bernie Sanders can't win this. And if Hillary Clinton is indicted, first of all, that will come from James Comey of the FBI. He'll inform the administration of the Justice Department led by Loretta Lynch. My guess is Loretta Lynch won't do anything. And the word is, or from some sources, is that the FBI will revolt, because there is more than overwhelming and compelling evidence that Hillary should be convicted of this. And the massive cover-up on the part of the far left is, it's actually indescribable. So putting aside the Republicans, what happens if Hillary is indicted and is forced to pull out of the race? I mean, there are so many factors. Bill Clinton's behavior, which I think is acceptable grounds since he's injected himself into the race. But Hillary says, no, it's the old right-wing conspiracy. And if they want to come after us, they can still come after us. And, you know, that was a long time ago. What difference does it make? You think it would make a difference if it were a Republican and it were 20 years ago? The hypocrisy is unlimited. And if Hillary isn't in there, it's either going to be Biden, it's going to be Elizabeth Warren, and the person I would least likely vote for, John Kerry. I wouldn't vote for any of them. The most dangerous person would be John Kerry. I would rather have, I'd rather have a Hillary Clinton presidency than a John Kerry presidency. And I think those who listen to the show are quite aware of my feelings about Hillary Clinton. I think she's just absolute trash, a pathological liar. And it's lie after lie after lie. So this is getting extremely interesting, because if there's a problem at the convention and a majority does not win, then you will see a broken convention, and you will see, I don't know, maybe the emergence of Mitt Romney. Stranger things have happened. Thanks for listening. This is Stu Taylor. Thanks, Brian.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.